Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of you when you get old? Who do you know in your family? Come on, be honest. Who do you know in your family that has dementia or is beginning to fail? How many of you are in complete and total denial about what's going to happen to you when you get old? How many of you are complete and total denial about that family member that's getting old and frail and can't remember how to crack an egg? Lots of things to talk about this morning. All of it personal. Going to spend a lot of time talking about money. Going to spend a lot of time this morning addressing those of you who have no children, whether you're married or single, but have no children. We're going to talk about you. You're going to want to pay attention. If you're a vet, you're going to want to pay attention. And just, you're going to want to pay attention in general, because we're going to talk about the reality of what happens to us when we get older. Because the reality is, all of us are going to need help as we get all older. All of us are going to become less independent. All of us are going to become more dependent on the people around us, on someone else. Good morning. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. I've been doing this for 19 years. I've been talking to seniors for 25 years, maybe 30. I don't know. It's been a long time. And I'm going to keep doing this as long as I can. I do workshops. I do seminars. By the way, I'll come and speak to your group or organization on this issue anytime for free. All you have to do is contact me. I'll give you my contact information in a minute. And I will be happy to come and talk to your group or organization for free. We're going to talk about all kinds of things today. But my focus is going to be on two things. Vets, because you're about to get really shafted. And people with no children, who have their own set of issues and ignorance and frustration as they get older. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, consult an attorney that knows what the heck they're talking about. And let me tell you what, folks, there's a lot of them out there who don't. When it comes to long-term care planning, there are very few people that actually know what they're doing, and their numbers are dwindling every day. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. I want to be able to tell you the truth. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't mean anything other than I have one. I'm not a tax expert. Let's see what else. I can't fix your copier, and I'm not a sound engineer. So we have to make sure we say all that stuff now. And everything we talk about here, is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. With the so happy world we live in, that's what you got to do now. You can't just give your opinion. You have to make everybody know and make sure that they know it's your opinion. Okay, and by the way, everybody has an opinion on something, and by the way, not all opinions are correct. All right, let's get a couple things out of the way here. How do you get a hold of me? Well, the easiest way is to call my phone number. My phone number is an 800 number. Even if you're in Sacramento, it's an 800 number. And that number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website. My website is Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. And you can go there and get a hold of me. You can, on my website, you can read my blogs. You can read my podcasts, or listen to my podcast. You can listen to archived radio shows. You can sign up for workshops. And speaking of workshops, and I'll talk about this twice, a couple times here. Next Wednesday, the 13th, at 1 o'clock, at the law offices of Dustin McFarland. If you call me, he's in Fair Oaks. I will give you the address. Dustin and I are going to be doing a joint workshop that is limited, and I mean this seriously, it's limited to married or single people with no children. For the average person, it's hard enough to plan for aging when we have kids who would be, or grandkids who would take care of us. It's pretty easy to figure out who our heirs are going to be when we have kids. But there are a lot of people, I've had at least five in my office in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, that have no children. So it brings up special problems. They have more problems than the average person. So if you're single or married but have no children, then I want to personally invite you next Wednesday. That's the 13th. I know it's Christmas, but this is a one-off. It's not going to happen again. To Dustin's office. When you call me, I'll give you his address. But it's in Fair Oaks. It's close to Sunrise and Fair Oaks Boulevard. It will start at 1 o'clock. It will last about an hour, so you won't have traffic to deal with. And you don't want to miss it. Seating is very limited because it's going to be in his office. But if that's something you find, you know, of interest to you and something you want to do, and you go, wow, just for me, then you're going to want to be there. Don't confuse this with my normal workshops. This one is very limited in scope, and if you show up and you have married and you have kids, you're not going to be allowed to stay. This is for single or married people only who have no children. If you would like to come to that workshop on the 13th at 1 o'clock, I'll get you the directions, but you need to call my office. So write this number down, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Again, that's this coming Wednesday, the 13th of December, at 1 o'clock. If you know somebody that's single, that has no children, that's getting older, share this information with them. This little workshop for single people without children, it could be life-changing. If you're single or married without children, you have an entirely separate set of issues when it comes time to determining how your estate's going to be dispersed, who's going to take care of you, who's going to manage your affairs, all those kinds of things. Things that people don't think about. I'm going to expand this to one other situation. If you're a married or single person, and you have a child, in other words, you have one child that's disabled. So again, you may have children, but you have children who would not be able to in any way to take care of you or manage your affairs. And we run into that too. I'll include that. I'll be there. Dustin McFarland, elder law attorney, will be there. It's very limited in size because it's going to be in his office, probably 15, 20 people. So if you're single or married and have no children, or if you're single and married and the only child you have is disabled, then this is where you want to be. It's a one-off. It's we haven't. It came up as a spur of the moment, and the reason why is at the last workshop we did, we seemed to have a lot of people there who were had no children. They were at the workshop, but they had no children, and we looked at each other afterwards and said, "Why don't we do one that's just for people with no children?" And that's what we're going to do. That'll be on the 13th of December at 1 o'clock. If you want more information and you want to make reservations, get directions, then write this number down. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Now, and I'll get you information and we'll get you on the list and we'll get you there. Again, that's the 13th of December at 1 o'clock, limited only to married or single people who have no children or have only a disabled child. In other words, they're in a situation where they don't have any children or grandchildren who would normally be their heirs or would normally take care of them. Okay, let me just give you a couple examples. Two people this week, but I'll give you one in particular. One of the frustrations all of us go through who do this is that the first frustration is that people don't want to confront the fact that they're going to get older. Somehow we're all going to stay young. I had one person in my workshop the other day who sat up front. I finally had to tell him we couldn't help him. But he kept saying, none of this is going to ever happen to me. I don't even know why I'm here. None of this is ever going to happen to me. And I'm going, then why are you here? If none of it's ever going to happen to you, then go live in La La Land. If you believe you're not going to get older, you're not going to become more frail, you're never going to have dementia, you're never going to be sick, you're never going to fall down and bump your head, you're never going to break your hip, you're never going to need any help, then go ahead. Do nothing. But this week, two cases. First one, older lady, husband died, has been living alone for a long time, and guess what? Her health has no children, none, never had any, has no close relatives, no brothers, no sisters that are close, no nephews, no nieces, and is beginning to fail. So what does she do? She can't get out to go get groceries. It's hard for her when she gets sick. She has some heart problems. So what does she do? All the normal underpinnings that she would have, safety nets that she would have, are not there. And I'm talking to you, a lot of you, when I'm talking to you right now. Because you're in the same situation. So how many of you right now are in that situation? Well, that's what the workshop on the 13th is going to be about. So how does she get to the bank? Who's she going to leave it to? Who does what she have benefit? All of those questions have to be answered, and they're different than if we were asking them of someone that had three kids and liked their kids or whatever. So it's a really important issue. Second couple came in. Second people, a couple, not married. Thinking about getting married, older, not married. One of the people owns a house, the other but has no money. The other person has a little money, but has no house. So what's the plan? The plan is they're going to live in the house of the person with money. With the house. They're going to live there together until they decide if they're going to get married. Oh, by the way, one of them is disabled. And so we talked for a little while, and I said, there's a lot of problems here, folks, but let me just focus on one. I said, let's assume... there's no powers of attorney, no nothing, and neither one of them. And again, one of them's disabled. So if the well person wants to help the ill person, they have no authority to. By the way, they came to the seminar too. So they've now heard this twice. And we talked some more, and we talked some more, and we talked some more. And I said, well, you know, one problem you may not be facing is you have brothers and sisters, etc. You guys aren't married. If the person with the house dies, where does the person without the house live? All of a sudden, they just became homeless. And the person without the house is disabled. And they looked at me and said, what do you mean? I said, well, you're not married. You don't own the house together. You have a will that leaves your house to somebody else. So where does your partner, or maybe your future spouse or whatever, but right now, where does the person that you care about who's disabled live if you drop dead or have a stroke tomorrow? All of a sudden, the set of issues arises in both those cases because there are no children. There's no direct family to take care of the problem. Now, in the first case of the single person, they've already jumped on it and we're taking care of stuff. In the case of the second person, they said, oh, yeah, we got to take care of it. Let's take care of this. I said, well, you know, this is going to cost money. And then it was who's going to pay and who's going to do what. And so, again, they left and having done nothing. And what will happen is they'll go home and do nothing. Because what will get in the way is the cost. How many of you have ever had a car break? How many of you have ever had a car break so that you couldn't drive it? I have. A few. I think everybody has. How many of you have ever had a water heater go out? I have. Have you? How many of you have ever had a hole in your roof during a rainstorm? And I can keep going on. I hope you're getting to where I'm going with this. Those are minor things. Life is a big thing. When the car breaks, we just need to get it fixed because we got to have the car to drive around in. When the hot water heater leaks, before it does more damage, we need to get the water heater replaced. And so on. You get the point. The first thing we don't think about is, oh, I don't think I want to get the water heater replaced because it's going to cost me money. Well, you know it's going to cost me your money because there's a problem that needs to get fixed. I am sometimes sad by the number, and I talk to other practitioners who do this, elder law attorneys, other people that do this kind of stuff, and I talk to them, and they all say, people really understand the problem until they get to the issue of, oh, this is going to cost money? Oh, well, then we don't know if we want to do this. And I suggest you go down to probate court sometime. You can go visit. Courts are public. Go down to probate court sometime. And you listen to how much people are paying because they did nothing. How much they're paying for conservatorships or probates or substituted judgments or whatever it is that they're paying for because they did nothing. Go down and listen to the family fights because people did nothing. What do you think it costs to probate? I don't want to get into specific examples, but what do you think it costs to probate an estate when you have a family fight? How many attorneys do you think are involved? All because mom and dad neglected to take the steps necessary to make sure that that wouldn't happen because they didn't want to spend the money. It ruins families. It wipes out families. And if you're single, and that's my special message this morning. This holds if you're married too. But if you're single and don't have children, you have a whole other set of problems you haven't even thought about. I mean, you haven't even thought about it. Well, you have a chance to think about it. And I can go on and on and on and give you example after example after example. After 25, 30 years of doing this, I have lots of examples, folks. And the saddest examples ever are the ones where someone came to see me 5 years ago. And we sat down and we talked and I said, I can help. I can make a difference. We can protect what you have. We can make sure that this isn't lost. And at the end, they walked out because, we're going to go to a $499 trust seminar. Please don't do that, by the way. They're useless. And then 5 years later, they're back in my office. They're not back in my office. The kids are back in my office. Well, you know, Mom has gone bonkers on us. Mom has dementia. Mom has had a stroke. Mom is going to the home. Mom needs help at care at home at $10,000 a month. What do we do? And my answer to them is, probably there's nothing I can do. And if it's a single person or a married person without kids, there's almost nothing I can do without anybody having pre-planned and taken the steps necessary early on. That's just the reality. I have people sit in my workshops every month. And it's really important that they be there. They can hardly wait for the information. It's really important. They sign up for an appointment. Then they come to the appointment and they go, well, I need to go think about this some more. How many of you are still thinking about it? Well, I'll tell you right now, you're dancing through the graveyard. Because when this jumps up and bites you in the rear end, it's going to be more devastating than you can ever imagine. You cannot imagine how devastating financially, emotionally, and relationship-wise is, frailty is, dementia is, loss of competency, loss of independence is to families. You cannot begin in your wildest imagination unless you've gone through it to imagine it. Well, you have a chance to make a difference. One is get off your butt and call me. Oh, Bob, it's Christmas. I don't care. Do you think it's going to be better after Christmas? You think the crisis is going to go away after Christmas? This is the time to do it when families are together and we can get everybody to talk about this. Call my phone, 800-999-8007. Get in. Set up an appointment. It's free. And begin to get this taken care of. If you're single or married and have no children, then call me during the break and tell me you would like to come to the workshop on the 13th at 1 o'clock, which is only for people who are single or married and have no children or only have a disabled child. Single or married with no children. I'll get you the directions. It's going to be at Dustin McFarland's office. He's an elder law attorney. And it's going to be limited only to people who are single or married but have no children because you have a whole different set of problems. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm talking to you from my heart. I cannot tell you how much money I have saved people, and the tragedy is I can't tell you how much money people have lost because they didn't listen. They never thought it was going to happen to them. They just chose to go off and pretend. Well, for many of you, your days of pretending are over. You have been smacked in the face with the reality of aging and frailty. When do you take care of it? Or do you just continue to sit on your rear end and hope that it's all going to go away? That somehow it's just going to become better? 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Give me a call. Get in to see me. Get to the workshop on the 13th. Again, that's limited to people with no children, either married or single. The size will be very limited because it's going to be in Dustin's office. pardon me, he doesn't have a big office. 800-999-8007. Lots of chances to make a difference in your life, in the life of your parents. For crying out loud, children, if you're looking at a failing parent, when do you grow up and begin to deal with this? It's not going to get better. Dementia and frailty and loss of independence never get better. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. When we come back, we're going to talk about VA, the changes there, what they're about to do to senior vets, a couple other things, but we're going to spend some time talking about VA benefits and that kind of stuff. So stick around. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Call me if you're single and married without children during the break and get into the workshop on the 13th. We'll see you back here in just a second on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. My phone number is 800-999-8007, 999-8007. Glad to have you with us. Just a reminder, on the 13th, I'll be doing a workshop in conjunction with an elder law attorney, Dustin McFarlane, who you've heard on this show before, who's been to my workshops before. It will be limited to single or married people with no children, to address the specific issues that you have. It will be on the 13th at Dustin's office, which is close to Sunrise and Fair Oaks Boulevard. When you call my office, I will give you the address and the directions and all that kind of stuff and get you on the list. Seating is very limited because it's in his office and we're not doing it like in a hotel. So if you're single or married, have no children, you face special problems, or if you have, you're single or married and the only child you have is disabled, we'll include that. We meet those people all the time. We've decided just to do a workshop just for them. So give me a call, 800-999-8007. If that fits your bill or somebody you know, tell a friend and get there. Again, the seating is going to be very limited. All right, glad to have you back, Assets and Aging, Bob Scrivano, talking about the issues of aging. You know, I was thinking this week, you know, there's all this tax reform stuff in Congress. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's worried about it. Everybody's doing, well, I don't know. It's all really important. And it is. Everybody's worried about the politics. Everybody's worried about what this, right? Everybody's worried about all this other stuff. I'm telling you right now, folks, after almost 30 years of doing this, I can tell you that dollar-wise, whatever the Tax Reform Act holds for you dollar-wise, pales. It's not even in the same ballpark as the financial impact on you when you need long-term care. If you spend another $100 in tax or save another $100 in tax because of tax reform, well, then so be it. I'm telling you, it's all smoke and mirrors. I'm also telling you that the whole thing pales in comparison to the reality of what is going to overwhelm your life when it comes to the costs, tragedy, emotional loss, emotional upset of long-term care. When your mom develops dementia and doesn't know that she's supposed to wear a dress around the house anymore, you cannot even begin, unless it's happened to you, to fathom what that's going to do to your family. So we spend an enormous amount of energy worrying about stuff. Not saying don't worry about stuff. I follow politics as much as the next guy. Probably more so in some cases. Yesterday, I printed out 4 pages of new Medi-Cal rules and VA rules. I mean, I follow this stuff. I follow what's going on. I try to stay attuned and alert. But at the end of the day, whatever it is, seriously, folks, pales. Absolutely pales in comparison to what's going to happen to your family when dad or mom goes bonkers or has a stroke or whatever you want to call it. I cannot begin to tell you the wrecking ball. There's another term I'd like to use, but I can't use it on the radio. But the wrecking ball that's going to come through your family. Now, one of the things that's going to should be helpful are VA benefits. VA benefits have helped lots of people. And this year, you're going to see major changes in the VA rules and the Medi-Cal rules this coming year. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. As sure as I'm sitting here, it's going to happen. Now, what you do with that information is entirely up to you. And I'm telling you that there are new regulations. In fact, let's see, do I have it here? Oh, I think I left it at the office like an idiot. I meant to bring it with me. But last week I gave you the website. Listen to my podcast this week too. My podcast from 12-6. Listen to my podcast because it's going to be all on VA benefits, and you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can listen to my podcast. My podcast on the 6th of December is going to be on VA benefits. But there are new VA regulations coming, and they're so unbelievably heinous, I don't even know where to start. The new VA and Medi-Cal regs are going to ruin, and I'm not using hyperbole, are going to ruin the lives of seniors. You're going to see VA rules that will pretend to have a benefit, but in reality are going to make sure that nobody can get VA benefits. Nobody. Now, I'm not talking about pensions. If you put in your 20 years, you're still going to get your pension. I'm talking in particular about aid in attendance, which is a benefit that saves senior veterans and their wives' lives. It literally saves their lives. It literally saves their lives. And that's all going to change. And it's going to change right after the first of the year. I can't tell you. It's just going to change, folks. And some of the changes are going to be catastrophic to seniors, such as they're going to change the definition, as the rules sit now, of activities of daily living. So one of the activities of daily living is called transferring. Transferring is your, this is simple, it's your ability to stand up. That's all. You can stand up. So if you can stand up, you have transferred. Well, that's currently an activity of daily living. The VA wants to eliminate that as an activity of daily living. Now you say, well, why is that important, Bob? Well, it means it right now, if you can't stand up out of a chair unassisted, the VA looks at it and says, oh, you're disabled. Well, if they do away with that, if you do away with that, then all of a sudden that person who couldn't stand up and take care of themselves is no longer considered disabled. That's one of many changes. Let me give you another change, and then I'll get to the really bad ones. See, I haven't gotten to the really bad ones yet. If you have a house under the current proposed regulations, if you have a house and you have more than 2 acres on your house, then you won't be able to get aid and attendance. Whoa, Bob, run that. You want to go back over that one more time? If you have a house, let's say you live up in Auburn. You gotta live out in the country a little bit. You live up by El Dorado Hills. I don't know. And you got a nice little house. Nothing fancy. Nice house. You're happy there. Life is good. Pretty good. And you go to apply for aid and attendance to help pay for assisted living or home care. And your little house is on 5 acres. Oh, wait a minute. You're rich. You have a house on 5 acres. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. You have more than 2 acres. Sorry, you can't get it. But I don't have any money. Well, I know you don't have any money, but you know what? We don't really care about that. We're the VA, because the goal of this change is to eliminate the benefit. In other words, the government will be able to say, politically, this is very smart. The government will be able to say, we have this great benefit for vets. Wait a minute. But you can't qualify for it because you live on 5 acres. What? Well, yeah, you live on 5 acres. I don't know what to tell you. It's real. It's coming. It's going to blow people away. It's going to not be good. All the things that people hate about government, and I haven't gotten to the bad stuff yet. I haven't gotten to the bad stuff. I've just gotten to a couple things. Not the bad stuff. I'm going to get to the bad stuff in a minute. Hang on. There'll be plenty of time to get to the bad stuff. Now, we're talking about aid and attendance. Now let's get to the bad stuff. Bob, how much badder could it be? Oh, a lot badder. And by the way, if you get my book, there's a section on VA benefits. If you go to my website, you can download my book, Navigating Frailty, and there's a section on all kinds of stuff, but there's a section on VA benefits. Okay. Now let's get to some of the bad stuff. And by the way, here's the good news. Those regs aren't in effect yet. So how come you're not all beating down the doors of people like me or other people to make sure that you get in ahead of the game? I don't know. I've been talking about this since 2015 when these regs were first promulgated. There's going to be a 3-year look back. All the rules, all the VA rules are going to be tied to Medicaid. Well, Bob, wait a minute. What do you mean? All the VA rules are going to be tied to Medicaid rules. So there's going to be a 3-year look back. In addition, there's going to be a net worth limit. There isn't one right now, but there's going to be with the new rules. They're going to clarify what's, and I don't have time to go into all of this, okay? They're changing the definitions of what constitutes a medical expense. Okay? That's what they're doing. The imposition of a penalty period. So there's a 36-month look back. So let's assume you're a vet, you're living a perfectly nice life. Your granddaughter wants to go to college. You give her $50,000 to go to college. And then 2 years later, you need help from the VA. Oh, sorry, that $50,000 you gave your granddaughter, that's a disqualifying event. Sorry, you don't get the VA benefits. Let's assume you're a vet. You don't need the benefit today. And your church is building a new church, and you give them $20,000 to help put a new steeple on the church. And then 2 years later, you need help from the VA. Oh, sorry, you can't have aid in attendance because you gave $20,000 to the church. 36-month look back, disqualifying period, clear net worth limit, clear income limit, redefining what the activities of daily living are, redefining what a medical expense is. And if I had the rules here, I don't. I left them at my office. I don't even know that I would go through them. But they're awful. They're awful. I don't know what else to tell you, folks. The rules were supposed to be out last September, but we had an election, and the rules are so bad. There were 900 comments. You can go to the website, and there were 900 comments submitted by people about these rules. And the comments aren't good. They're from doctors, hospitals, veterans organizations, all kinds of places. This is an attempt. Remember, this stuff was done under the former administration as part of the ACA and redefining medicine and all that stuff. And what it's going to do is devastate vets and their families. Now, the good news is these rules aren't in effect today. So if you have a veteran, you know a veteran, you know the surviving spouse of a veteran, and that veteran or that surviving spouse of a veteran meets the basic qualifications of when you served and having been in the military and all that stuff, and they're beginning to fail and may need help, and you've been on the fence about whether or not to get VA benefits, you better not be on the fence anymore. It is expected that early in 2018, these rules, they're already past the comment period, will finally be published. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. You can go to the VA website and you can read the proposed rules. If you're on my newsletter list, I will be sending out a newsletter in the near future. Listen to my podcast from 12/6 on my website. I'll be giving the website address where you can go get this, and I'll be doing it in my newsletter soon. So if you haven't subscribed to my newsletter, you can do that online. They're going to be really awful regulations, and they're going to deny vets and the surviving spouse of vets a benefit to which you're entitled. You know, if you're a vet, you get about $25,000, you're eligible for about $25,000 a year tax-free to help pay for home care and assisted living. Let that sink in for a minute. Let that sink in for a minute. If you're a spouse, a surviving spouse, you're eligible for about $13,000 a year tax-free to help pay for home care or assisted living. That's a staggering benefit. It changes lives. It makes all the difference in the world. It really does. It makes all the difference in the world. This is not something you can wait on. The rules are coming. You can believe me or not believe me, but I subscribe to a lot of newsletters, and I'm on a lot of listservs, and I follow this stuff pretty carefully. But it's coming. And everybody that I know and I respect thinks that it's coming in the first quarter of next year. They want this out of the way before the next election, next December or November. 800-999-8007. Why are you waiting to come in and see me? If you're the vet, surviving spouse of a vet, If you're the daughter or son of a vet or surviving spouse of a vet, what are you waiting for? If you were in Vietnam and you were exposed to Agent Orange, which you were if you were in Vietnam or certain other air bases in other countries, then what are you waiting for? Why do you think this benefit is going to be there forever? It's huge. Did you know that if you have 100% service-connected disability, your children can get college tuition paid for? There's so many benefits available that people don't know about. Vets only think in terms of the veterans' pension when I retired or the hospitals. But there are wonderful veterans' benefits available to help people pay for long-term care. But that's all going to go away sometime next year. Give me a call today. Don't wait. Get in to see me. Let's make sure you get what you're entitled to. Let's make sure you know, I've said it for a long time. You can't, whether you believe me or not, folks, you can't do this alone. There's a system, whether it's Medi-Cal or VA, stacked against you. Do you know how to access the benefits that you need and deserve? Do you know how to do that? Are you willing to spend some time doing that, figuring that out, and getting benefits to which you are entitled, you and your family are entitled, to help make your life better or the life of your parents or grandparents better? There are new rules regarding in-home care through IHSS. You can now keep about 100 times more money than you were allowed to keep before if you're married and still get IHSS benefits. How many of you knew that? There's so much stuff out there that's in-home supportive services. But at some point, you have to get off your rear end and make the phone call, get to the website, and come in and see me. If you're single or married and you have no children, remember I will be doing a special workshop in conjunction with Dustin McFarland, elder law attorney, on the 13th, which is next Wednesday, the 13th. Wednesday, the 13th at 1 o'clock. If you want directions and you want to get on the list, then give me a call. Because space is going to be very limited. We're doing it at Dustin's office, and it will be very limited. So if you're single or married and have no children, this is a workshop just for you. If you can't get to the workshop, then at least get in to see me. If you're a vet and you're concerned about the changes in the veterans' benefits, then get in to see me. If you don't know how to access public benefits for the help and care you need and deserve, then get in to see me. But the days of sitting on the fence have long since passed. You're all getting older. I'm getting older. Your mom and dad are getting older. And things are starting to happen. The wheels are starting to come off. Gravity is starting to win. It's got to move from the back burner to the front burner at some point. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. If you're a procrastinator, do so at your own peril. And I didn't even have a chance to talk about the Medi-Cal rules will be changing this year. And they're not good because they're going to a 5-year look back. And any gift you make will disqualify you from long-term care benefits if you need a nursing home. The days of waiting are over. You can believe me or not believe me, but I've been doing this longer than anybody else, and I do it better than anybody else. So why go see anybody else? This has been California's leading voice on the issues of aging for 25 years. 800-999-8007. Again, if you're single or married and have no children, On the 13th, a special workshop just for you at 1 o'clock. Call to get the details and make reservations. Space will be very limited because it's going to be in somebody's office. Again, 800-999-8007. Christmas is here. Yes, I still call it Christmas. New Year's is here. Families are together. Thoughts of families are here. Families who are missing, who won't be here for this Christmas. Families we know will be at this Christmas but may not make next Christmas. This is the time for families to sit down and begin to grasp and grapple with the issues that all families face when it comes to frailty and old age and loss of ability and comprehension. Purpose together as families to get this taken care of while everybody's here. Purpose together to talk openly about what's going on in your family and how you can make it better. Make sure you understand the options for care that your mom or dad or grandma or grandpa have. Now is the perfect time as families aren't scattered but are kind of coming together. I will be around all during the holidays. I am available all during the holidays. Don't waste a golden opportunity to make a difference in your family's life. 800-999-8007. My consultations are free. 800-999-8007. Thank you for joining me today. You can listen to this show again on my website. So have a neighbor or friend listen to it. But get to one of the workshops. Get in to see me. Make a difference in the life of somebody that you love. Thanks for joining me. This is your host, Bob Scrivano. We'll see you here next week, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.